Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 18th of December 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. This time next week, it will be Christmas Day, believe it or not. And I'm sitting here, I was having a lot of difficulty trying to work out what we're going to do this weekend. And I'm sitting here several attempts at recording this podcast for you because Christmas is so close. And I know many of us are going to be incredibly busy this weekend, just finishing off that last bit of Christmas shopping. And I think that's going to take up a lot of time. It's also meant to be wet and it's going to be dark and cold this weekend as well. So I don't think many of us are going to be able to venture out into the garden. But as you know, on a Thursday, I'd like to share with you a few tasks that you can do as well as what I'm going to be doing myself. Now, with tasks that I think it would be a good idea for you to do, it very much centres around how much time you actually have and how much you feel you can do. So one of the big things, of course, harvest any vegetables for that big Christmas dinner. Carrots, parsnips, leeks, cabbages, Brussels sprouts, anything like that that you need to harvest ready for Christmas dinner. Very, very important, of course. Any other spare time that you may have, certainly continue pruning your fruit trees, fruit bushes, should they need a bit of attention. We've been talking about that a lot. Start with the 3Ds, dead, diseased and damaged, and cut those away. And then look at anything else that you might need to prune out. Then, of course, we have things like servicing our tools, cleaning our spades, our forks, giving them a good treatment to make sure there's no rust, sanding them down where needed, treating them so that they last that little bit longer, oiling, etc., etc. This is one of those jobs that we do every winter, and it's certainly worthwhile. Now, if you're not looking at getting outside, you're going to be indoors for a lot of time, then sit down with a good book. It's not a bad thing to do during this time. I'm going to be doing a lot of reading over the next couple of weeks because, well, it's just such a nice thing to do. Now, my plans for this weekend, as I said, I'm pretty much the same as what I've just shared with you. I'm going to head down to the allotment on Saturday, dig up some carrots, dig up some parsnips, dig up some leeks, harvest some Brussels sprouts and a cabbage, and bring those home ready for dinner. I am going to be continue pruning my fruit bushes. I'm also looking at digging up a tree in order to move it somewhere else as well. Ideal time for doing that, actually. Trees are in dormancy period, so it's a good time to dig them up if you need to dig them up and move them. We're often afraid to do that, but actually, it's certainly well worth doing. And other than that, it's going to be pruning our fruit trees and bushes as well, which I'm nearly completed. We're very close to getting on top of. There's just certain areas that I need to pay attention to. But we're getting there. We are certainly getting there. Like I say, it is going to be a bit of a quiet weekend. I think it is so important at this time of year. It's all about family and friends, isn't it? And that is the most important part of, I feel, of Christmas. Seeing family, seeing friends, and having a nice meal, which is what, for me, Christmas is all about. Now, something that we sow today is the mizuna from this month's seed pack. Now, I grow mizuna quite often. It's one of those delicious mustard leaves that I find grow or taste absolutely amazing, especially fresh, straight out the garden. I grow them quite often, and they do actually grow rather well at this time of year. Now, I've just simply sown a row of the seeds in my veggie pod. You don't have to sow all the seeds in one go. I recommend just doing a few, but they've gone in my veggie pod, which of course has the mesh cover, which keeps them a bit warmer so that they are ready for ready to germinate quite easily. If you don't have a veggie pod, which I know I'm quite lucky to have one, you could sow them inside a greenhouse, under cloches, under hoop tunnels, or even on your kitchen windowsill. Now, the Mizuno itself does actually grow quite big when it germinates, so it does need quite a bit of space. I like to just wait for it to germinate and pick a few leaves as and when we need them. They do get rather large. They could easily take up a foot square, 30 centimetres square of space. So keep an eye on that and give them plenty of room. But once they're growing, once they're germinated, they will be a bit slower this time of year because it's cold. But as long as they have got a bit of protection, they should germinate quite well. And once they're growing, probably won't need much watering at this time of year, but keep them weed free and perhaps a bit of chicken manure pellets or something like that just to help them along. High nitrogen feed is what they're looking for, not tomato feed, because we're not looking for flowers, we're just looking for leafy green growth. And eventually, obviously, they will die back, but they can last a really long time. And I've got Mizuno grown in my garden that's still doing quite well. I've also found it looks attractive. It's got like this frilly leaves to it, which I think look great. But it also, if you let it flower, it can self-seed all over the garden and give you more crops later on, which is something I do like about it. Right, well, I am going to wrap this one up. It has been a very short one tonight, I'm afraid, but purely because of this Christmas thing. I will, of course, be doing podcasts for you next Sunday. I'm not sure if we're going to do one next Thursday because that's Christmas Day, but I will get back to you on that and let you know. Whatever your plans for this weekend, do keep let me know what you are planning this weekend. If you are doing anything special, it would be good to hear and perhaps get a bit of inspiration for myself of what you are doing that might interest me as well. Anyway, right, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.